back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, with the February 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show. And boy, still lots of stuff. Probably going to have to carry some things over to next month, where we will be talking with Jason Gloat from the organization trying to push Marcy's Law, which is a victim's rights
amendment
to the South Dakota Constitution. We'll be talking about him and that law, that amendment, I should say, coming up at least that next month on the program. Mike, we talked a little bit about, obviously, laws here throughout most of the show. You were out in Pierre recently testifying on a few criminal law-related bills.
Right, I was. And, you know, every year, or most of the years, I get out there for a different law. Or this year was a law that we were kind of supporting and pushing, and I had Representative Gibson put it in. She was the chief sponsor, and we had a bunch of sponsors for it, and it was basically in domestic violence situations that, and there's an arrest, that a risk assessment be completed by law enforcement. Now, we do that here in Beadle County. When a person's arrested for domestic violence, the police complete a risk assessment form that gives the judge, this basically gives the judge some more information about this particular person and whether they should be released or not. And what we found happens in South Dakota is these are handled differently throughout the state. So in Sioux Falls, if you're arrested for DV on Friday night, you sit till you're seen in court on Monday. Same thing in Rapid City. In Beadle County, if you're arrested on a Friday night, the judge calls in Saturday morning and gets information and then determines a bond, and most of the time that person's released Saturday morning. In some parts of the state, right after the arrest, because they don't have a jail and they have to transport for an hour, hour and a half to get to the jail, they call the judge right from the town that they're in. So they could be released, you know, 15, 20, half hour, an hour after the arrest. And so we were just concerned about what information are we providing to the judges? What information do we know about this person? We know a lot about domestic violence. We know that they're dangerous situations. But are we getting that information in order to give that to the judge, for a judge to make an informed decision on whether this person should be the person that gets out Saturday morning or the person that gets out an hour after the arrest? And maybe they should be getting out. Maybe they shouldn't be getting out. But it just gives the court some information. So we were pushing that risk assessment because it's been successful here in Beadle County. And the Huron PD does it very rigorously, and it's been very good for us. So we thought we'd just share that with the rest of the state. And there are about 20 other counties that do it. Brown County is one. And it's interesting how the law happens. So when you get a law, you get a sponsor, you got to go to the House of Origin, then it goes to a committee. This was in the House Judiciary. So we went out there and testified. It passed House Judiciary. Then it goes to the House floor. It has to pass the House floor. Then if it passed the House floor, it goes to the Senate committee. And then if it passes the Senate committee, then it goes to the Senate floor. Then it goes to the governor if it passes all this. Well, what happened with ours is it passed House Judiciary. Then it went to the House floor. And there was some concerns about it because there's going to be some studies done in Pennington County and Sioux Falls. So the bill got tabled. So the bill basically got put off for a year to allow those studies to be done. But it's an interesting process about how all that works. And then you get these groups that get involved later. I think that what's going to happen in the interim, though, which is what I said, hey, we need to do something because we can't allow this to go another year without having some protection for these victims and providing some relief to these defendants if they're being held too long. So what's going to happen is the judges are going to look at this thing and get some training on it, as well as the sheriffs and the police chiefs. And we're going to try to adopt this risk assessment statewide without the legislature mandating it, allow Sioux Falls and Pennington County to do their studies, and then come back next year and maybe finish this bill off by mandating it. But so it's a very interesting process to me how that all works. And I really appreciate Representative Gibson leading the charge on that. She's a great advocate for victims, and she was the right person for us to choose to carry that for us. She did a great job. It's just the way things work that it's not going to become law, but I think you'll see it being used more widely throughout the state. So victims of domestic violence, whether they're in Huron or they're in Kadoka, or they're in, Harding County, law enforcement is going to be doing these risk assessments and providing that information to the judges. And the judges are then going to be, and I wouldn't say they're going to make better decisions, but they're going to make more informed decisions. And everybody wants to be more informed when they're making a decision. Give me as much information as you can, and then let me make my decision.
I would imagine, too, by having other agencies do this on a voluntary basis, when that does come back around, you can sit there and say, hey, look, you know, we've got 30 sheriff's departments and 60 police departments that have been doing this. And, I mean, some of them might say, well, you've got this much support for it. There's no need to do the bill. Or you have that opposite effect of, okay, yeah, this is obviously working the way you intended. Let's make everybody do it.
Right, and you're absolutely right. If that was kind of my, if everybody doing it voluntarily, there would be no reason to have the law. That just wasn't the case. But the more widely used, I think the more popular it'll become, and the more likely the legislature will be to mandate it. And you know, that was kind of the interesting part of that is I had, you know, we'd done our homework and we'd gotten the people on board that we needed to get on, the Sheriff's Association, the Chiefs Association. We got the judges on, UJS on board. We had the prosecutors on board. But then we had these two sheriffs that we didn't know about were doing this study. So they, the Sioux Falls and Pennington County, so Minnehaha and Pennington County sheriffs came in and said, hey, you know, we don't want this to interfere with what we're doing. Will you guys wait a year and maybe we can come up with something? And I was okay with that as long as there was something that was going to protect some the victims in the interim. And I think we were able to work that out. And that just shows you the process is working. And, it, you know, and we always say that in South Dakota, I think even though we're a one-party state out there, I know there's some Democrats out there, but the Republicans can basically vote and do the thing. But there is a lot of working together and working on issues. And like when I'm pushing that bill, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm just concerned for victims and want to get people on board, and I think that worked out. You know what they're doing in Washington D.C. There isn't anything like that going on, but it's still going on in South Dakota. And I appreciate the fact that I was able to work with those groups and get that information out there, and get a commitment from them that they're gonna get this thing going and it's gonna be widely used. Because I really think it does make a difference for victims and defendants by getting that information. We don't have to hold them any longer than we need to, but we want to also ensure that the victims are being safe.
Were there opponents to the legislation? And if so, what were their questions or their opposition to it?
There were no opponents to the legislation. It actually passed House Judiciary 10-2. The two that voted no were kind of the opinion that this should not be mandatory, it should be voluntary. So they weren't really against the concept. They just thought that we don't think as a legislature we should mandate this. You know, maybe they went back to they read the toilet paper thing and thought, you know, maybe we shouldn't mandate toilet paper in the coal mine. I don't know, but they weren't against it. So they that was their position on it. So I think it would have it had very good backing. I think it was widely accepted. And I think it, if I would have said, hey, no, I don't care what Minnehaha and Pennington County are doing, I want this bill to go through, I think it probably would have made it. But that, in my opinion, that's not working together. You know, they were doing something. They thought it was important enough to call me and say, hey, let's work on this together. Maybe we can come up with something even better. And I'm open to that, because as long as we're all on the same page, we all have the same goals in mind. And I appreciated the fact that we could work together to get that accomplished.
You have been listening to the February 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. Normally, we will go 5 segments, but we're going to cut it off here at 4 segments due to time constraints here this month. But we've got lots of good stuff for next month. Again, we talked about the Marcy's Law that we'll talk. Didn't even get to talk about the districts and possibly doing districts. And then the interesting discussion from lunch, careless versus reckless driving. So
yeah, let's do that next month.
Plus additional goofy laws or laws you may not know actually exist. We've got at least one more in the hopper for next month. So I'm looking forward to it, Mike.
It should be good, and I will get another one in the hopper for us next month so we can do 2. That'll be fun.
This is the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Enjoy your Saturday.